When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2875, How to Be More Confident as an Introvert. My Top Confidence Tips, Part 1, by Mia of shedreamsallday.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Welcome to one of the only podcasts in the world where blogs are narrated to you for free with permission from the authors. It's an award-winning podcast thanks to you. And today I have a bit of a longer post, so I'll read the first half, but then finish the rest for you tomorrow. So with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. How to Be More Confident as an Introvert, My Top Confidence Tips, Part 1, by Mia of shedreamsallday.com. Feeling confident can sometimes be harder for us introverts than it is for extroverts. Introverts don't thrive in public settings with tons of eyeballs looking their way. Show me the way to the nearest couch, a good book, a cup of tea, and no other humans, please. Can you relate? We don't scream the loudest. We don't crave attention. We despise being put on the spot and any type of spontaneity. But sometimes we just need to show up for our dreams and goals, whether that is through online visibility or speaking at an office event in order to share your unique message with the world. This can sometimes be a struggle if you don't feel comfortable or confident in such a setting. Self-doubt and limiting beliefs get in our way, and we, in turn, get in our own way, in our dreams' way. Well, fear not, dreamer. I've got your back. In this post, I'm sharing my best confidence tips for introverts so you can truly shine in whatever setting you might need it for. First of all, what is confidence, really? Well, confidence is not something you're born with. It's not something you have. It's something you create on purpose. Confidence is nothing more than an emotion. You can choose to feel confident at any time by thinking supportive and positive thoughts, because our thoughts create our feelings. So the key here is to really believe in yourself and the thoughts you're thinking so they can create the emotion of confidence for you. You can look at confidence as a skill that you can practice over and over again until you become fluent at it. At the risk of sounding a bit woo-woo, you know I love the woo-woo. Confidence comes from within, from your mind. Confidence doesn't come from external factors like your job, other people's opinions of you, your successes, or your environment. It may sound too simple to be true, but if you're currently not feeling confident, choose better thoughts. This is why classic confidence tips such as dress up, posture up, and putting on a little eyeliner just doesn't work. Although these generic tips might help, they're certainly not getting to the root of the problem, your thoughts. It ain't no solution, just fighting the symptoms. The thing about introverts, though. As introverts, we naturally tune inward and tend to channel the role of our own worst critic. We often underestimate our own skills, knowledge, abilities, and awesomeness. We overanalyze everything we do and don't do, and this can sometimes be detrimental to our confidence. Is there such a thing as being too self-aware? Maybe. Questioning your own self-belief is not always the best move forward, especially when it comes to getting your confidence in tip-top shape. Okay, Mia, we get it. Now, where are those tips at? All right, number one, embrace your quietness. You don't have to scream the loudest to build confidence. Confidence is not external. It's all internal. Your quiet nature is what makes you, you. So keep on keeping on with your quiet self. The only person you have to prove your confidence to is yourself. Number two, stop listening to your primitive brain. Our primitive brain, also known as the cerebellum or our habit brain, is the part of our brain that's trying to keep us alive and stop us from worrying and getting into trouble. It protects us as it has always done. When trying to boost your confidence, this is not the way to go though. Stop listening to your primitive brain. We need to teach our minds to think the right thoughts that inspire confidence. And this can take some time, but it's so super important that you consciously aim to shift your mindset and the feeling of confidence will follow. It's your own thoughts that regulate how confident you feel. Don't make the thoughts in your head mean anything negative about you. You can believe anything you want. So why not believe you're the most confident person in the world? If you're one of those people who've never felt like you've had an inch of confidence in your life, you're not doomed. It's just your primitive mind feeding you lies or beliefs that you're so used to believing. For example, you might be thinking you're in no way confident. You don't have what it takes. And you'll never be able to do that thing that you really dream of doing. It's awful, right? However, these are all just sentences in your head that have become habits and beliefs over time. And these beliefs lead you to feel a certain way, like not confident. Now, in order to change your feelings, you must change your beliefs. Number three, make the decision. Make the decision to think better thoughts and feel confident on purpose. There's a process to feeling more confident, and that process goes as follows. Thoughts lead to feelings, which leads to action, and that leads to results. Whatever you think will become your result. The feeling of confidence will prompt you to take a specific action, and from there, you'll get a predicted positive result. Confidence sparks forward movement when it comes to your dreams. This is the true power of your thoughts and why mindset work is so important when it comes to producing your dream result. Become the most decisive introvert on the planet and choose to feel confident on purpose. It takes practice, but you have to make the decision to start the growth process. Number four, believe your thoughts. The thing is though, you have to believe the new and improved thoughts you have about yourself. You don't want to be one of those people with fake confidence coming from a place of scarcity. That's a whole other story and completely different way of thinking. If, for example, you are especially good at something, your thoughts about that particular something is positive and you have confidence in yourself doing whatever it is you feel that you master. Now apply this to something you're not good at yet or something you'd like to get better at. Believe your thoughts to be true and they will be. Number five, analyze your thoughts. The very first thing you need to do in order to boost your confidence is to become aware of your thoughts and beliefs about yourself. Write it all down and be honest with yourself. Then purposefully decide on a new thought that supports the dream result you want in your life or a goal you'd like to achieve. Turn this thought into an affirmation and repeat it daily. The first step to complete confidence is getting to know yourself and becoming aware of the thoughts that are currently holding you back from becoming your most awesome and confident self. It's all you, so make sure you get your thoughts straight and know what it is you have to work with. Things to think about? What is your opinion of yourself? Pay close attention to the thoughts that you have about yourself. Are they negative or positive or neutral? What thoughts do you want to think? How do you want other people to view you? And how do you want to feel? Number six, hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part one of the post titled, How to Be More Confident as an Introvert, My Top Confidence Tips by Mia of SheDreamsAllDay.com. Thank you to Mia. She makes some good points here. There are tactics that can help with confidence. One that she mentioned specifically is posturing up, and that's something we talked about somewhat recently. I remember there was an article I shared that was talking about how you can do a power pose, and it can help with confidence. But what she said, I think that's also true, it's not really getting at the root of a confidence issue, is it? It's more like treating the symptom rather than the cause. And treating both at the same time is probably the best thing we can do. And I think the more things we try, the better chances we have, because let's face it, number two was to stop listening to your primitive brain. And I think that's a lot easier said than done. Just try to not be afraid when you're alone in the wilderness and you'll feel that primitive brain in action and how difficult it can be to ignore it. Some of these things take weeks, months, or years to work on, while tactics can sort of help us jumpstart or have a small win in the meantime and keep us on the path. So again, why not both? But we're just halfway through the article, so I'll stop there for now. Thank you for being here listening every day, and I'll be back tomorrow to finish up this post, where your optimal life awaits.